All right, let's look at the SPSS output. This first set of data is from a between groups ANOVA. The way you can tell it's from a between groups ANOVA is that on the ANOVA page, it says between groups and within groups. That's how you tell that you're looking at SPSS output from a between groups ANOVA. It asks if we retain or reject the null. Look in the ANOVA table. We got a p-value of 0.027. 0.027 is less than 0.05, so we are going to reject the null hypothesis. Do these data support the research hypothesis? Well, up above, the research hypothesis says there will be lower likelihood ratings given by those folks who read the vignette that described the new neighbor as quite standoffish. It also tells us that the quite standoffish is code 2. Now, if we look at the table of means, we see that code 2 has the higher mean of 6.0833, and so the standoffish has a significantly higher mean. That's contrary to the research hypothesis. We thought the standoffish group would have a lower mean, and they have a higher mean. The next one, this is the table from a correlation. We can see that we have a correlation of negative 0.061. We have a p-value of 0.777. First question is retain or reject the null. That p of 0.777 is greater than 0.05, so we're going to retain the null. Do these data support the research hypothesis? Up above, the researcher hypothesized that younger folks are more likely to befriend the new neighbor, so we hypothesized a positive correlation, and we did not find a significant correlation, and so once again, no, these results do not support the research hypothesis. The next one, these are data from a within groups ANOVA. The easy way to tell is that the ANOVA table is labeled tests of within subjects effects. The other way to tell is that the word error is in the table. We got a p-value of 0.000. Retain or reject the null? We're going to reject the null because p is less than 0.05. Do these data support the research hypothesis? Up above, the research hypothesis was people will give lower likelihood ratings during the follow-up session. That's the second session. And here we see that there is a significant difference between the means, but the second session had a higher average. So no, these results do not support the research hypothesis. Once again, they are backwards or contrary to the research hypothesis. Last one, this is the data from a chi-square. It says chi-square tests right there, and we've got a significance or a p-value of 0.025. Retain or reject the null? P is less than 0.05, we're going to reject the null. Do these data support the research hypothesis? Well, the research hypothesis was that males are more likely than females to have reported a neighbor to the police. Males are more likely to have reported. So we look in the table, we can see there's a men column, and in the men column we can see that 6 out of 12 have reported a neighbor at least once. We look in the women column, and we can see that only 1 out of 12 have reported at least once. 6 out of 12 is more than 1 out of 12, and so yes, these data support the research hypothesis. More men than women have reported a neighbor to the police.